An anxious electorate and several international crises will greet Donald Trump when he's sworn into office. But first, he has to take time out to answer questions under oath about restaurants at his new Washington, D.C. hotel, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This all goes back to June of 2015, when Trump announced his candidacy and, in the same speech, denigrated Latin American immigrants. Two high-profile restaurateurs abandoned their projects in Trump's new luxury hotel near the White House. Trump sued them for breach of contract. Trump has plenty of experience with lawsuits and depositions. He was questioned last June in an earlier deposition in the hotel dispute.
Would you state your full name for the record, please?
Donald John Trump.
And I imagine you've had your deposition taken a number of
times. I have, yes.
A lawyer for one of the chefs questioned Trump about the inflammatory anti-immigrant language in his speech.
Did you write the statement in advance? Was it written?
No.
And did you plan in advance what you were going to say?
Yes.
Okay. Did you talk to other people about it?
No.
Trump was subdued, and he gave short answers. This is how a deposition witness is supposed to act. But a deposition is a risky thing. It's done to gather information, not to determine truth. Usually, there's no judge in the room. Depositions in federal courts can run up to 7 hours long. The judge in Trump's case turned down his bid for a 2-hour limit. And under the rules, a witness has to answer pretty much every question. William Taylor III is a Washington defense lawyer who has prepped a lot of clients.
Depositions are taken by the other side for purposes of showing that the person being deposed is either a liar or a crook.
Sitting presidents have been deposed, Ulysses Grant and Gerald Ford among them. But the most damaging presidential deposition was held in 1998. Bill Clinton, under oath in a sexual harassment suit by Paula Jones, was asked for the first time about White House intern Monica Lewinsky. The Lewinsky case went to a grand jury. Here, Clinton is being questioned by a prosecutor.
During the deposition, you remember that Ms. Lewinsky's name came up and you were asked several questions about her. Remember that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Clinton's involvement with Lewinsky and what he said about it in the deposition led to his impeachment later that year. Again, Trump's deposition next month will be about restaurants. Still, with social media, a videotaped deposition can be politicized. Pete White is a corporate litigation attorney.
Mr. Trump is such a public figure that that's a risk they have to be concerned about, and his behavior during the deposition will get more scrutiny, perhaps, than other people's.
So, whenever the videotape becomes public, Trump's critics will be combing it for issues that go beyond hotels and restaurants. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.